show them what you're worth. Make them go, as you should.
Start your day.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
And the president of the Ballarat Sportsman's Club is in, Mark Boswerger. Good morning to you, Bos.
Morning, PT. How are you?
Oh, very, very well. And your special guest at the next dinner next Wednesday night was a bit of a firework in the middle order for Australia, wasn't he?
It was, absolutely. A bit of firework. Plenty of firework.
I'm guessing you'll be looking forward to having Brad Hodge take to the podium.
We will. It's going to be a great night again. We enjoy continuing to get magnificent speakers, and Brad's certainly of that calibre. It's
yeah,
going to be fantastic.
We've got him with us right now. Morning to you, Bradley John.
Good morning, Nathan.
Very, very well. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm good here. Just busy hustling the kids' lunches up in the morning, so hustle them out to school and then start the day. It's all good.
Fantastic. It's going to be great to have you up here next Wednesday, Brad. Mate, I tell you what, tough for a Victorian to get a gig on the Australian Test team, isn't it?
Very hard, actually, yeah. I think we're not getting some promotion. There's some pretty good players around Australia, and they're taking their opportunity. But unfortunately, the ones that we have at the moment aren't firing either. In poor old Aaron Finch is having a bit of tough luck. So, hopefully he can get some runs soon and keep the Vics in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Mate, you are just a prolific run scorer through your domestic career, and you really didn't get much of an opportunity, did you, at Test or ODI level?
No, unfortunately not. It was I would have loved to have played 50 or 60 Test matches, but it didn't pan out that way, and that's life, I guess. But what it did create is a marvellous opportunity or platform for me to make a significant impact in T20. So I think I was one of the first persons which sort of started along that path, and now it's grown and it's an exciting game. And when I look back on it, I had a good impact across all three forms. But yeah, unfortunately, that 50 tests or 60 tests eluded me, but I'm grateful I was able to play a handful for the country.
Brad, when you were presented with your test cap, cap number 394, can you remember what was said to you and who handed it to you?
Yeah, absolutely. It was Bill Laurie down in Hobart. And look, I'm not sure who was more excited about the day, actually, myself or Bill. And he presented the cap in that marvellous Victorian outlandish voice, which he gets excited about. So I was trying to keep very, very calm and still, and in the moment, Bill sort of roused me up a little bit. So he was, what an awesome cricket player he was, and I thought if I can be half as good as what he was, then I'm well on the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Mate, a sad moment for cricket in general, not only here in Australia, but right round the world with the passing of Dean Jones, and probably sadder for you because he was the bloke that nicknamed you Bunky, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was an extremely sad day, very sudden, a lot of mates, teammates and that were in contact, and we were sort of in a state of shock at the time. And then I messaged my good friend Andrew McDonald, who was coaching an IPL side over there at the time, who just confirmed it, and extremely sad, yeah, but yeah, I've got good long history and good memories with Dino. He was my first roommate, as you mentioned, in Sheffield Shield cricket. So we had a lot of bonding together, and he shared all the stories about him making runs and his journey. But very sad indeed to lose someone like the legend, of course, who's shaped my career from a young age.
Do you miss popping the pads on, the gloves and a box and walking out?
Probably about that. I don't miss the fielding, I know that. I'm probably good for about 20 or 30. The ambition's gone to score big runs. But I'll be honest, I like actually watching my daughter play and her growth. The son played for a little bit. He's got a fair bit of talent, but packed it in for tennis. So for me, I feel that my journey's finished, and trying to help carve and create other little journeys for other people is actually more rewarding.
Yeah. Brad Hodge, it's been a pleasure to chat, and I'm sure you've got plenty of stories to tell next Wednesday night when you're up here for the Sportsman's Club dinner. You take care and get the little ones off to school.
Yeah, I will do. Thanks for your time.
That's a pleasure. Thank you, Brad Hodge. What a fantastic bloke, and one of the great cricketers Australia has seen.
Nice, and nice to see he's pushing one of them towards the tennis too.
Yeah, the next Novak Djokovic, maybe. Yep. So long as he's not an anti-vaxxer, perhaps. Now, let's. That's Brad speaking at your dinner next Wednesday night.
Yes,
at the Ballarat Golf Club.
Yep,
got
yep.
a few seats available
we
or
have,
not?
Yeah, we've got seats available. Yep. For details, if you want to head to our Facebook page, Ballarat Sportsman's Club. And they'll find the details on there. And you can contact Bruce Tweedale for tickets, 0448 366 037. $55 a head, two-course meal and drinks.
And we'll get that up on our big show page at 3ba.com.au as well.
Yep.
Now, the last dinner this year was the first for this year. Work that out if you can.
Yeah.
Was the 60th anniversary
yes.
dinner?
Yeah,
How'd it go?
Really, really good. We had a sellout crowd. We had for the 60th. It was fantastic. We had our book launch. It was a great night. It was a great night to get together after almost a year off. We had a very special moment in there where we celebrated honorary member, life member, Bruce Velpede. We honoured him with a life membership.
Which is fantastic.
And Bruce is not well at the minute, so we did a video link up from his house back to the dinner, and it was really good. He's very deserving of the award. And it was great. We had 175 guests there, and the books went well, and magnificent books. So still got a few copies for sale, so if anybody wants one. Great history about everybody that's been to Ballarat for the sports and,
yep.
and come along to the dinners. So.
Beautiful. And on behalf of myself and the team here at 3BA, I don't know whether Bruce might be listening at the moment. I reckon he might be because he's an avid listener. But to Bruce, mate, get on the mend very, very soon. You have our love and support. And, mate, pass that on to him just in case he didn't hear it this morning, please.
We'll do that.
Mark Bosberger, always great to catch up. Brad Hodge at the next Ballarat Sportsman's Club dinner. And, Bos, we'll catch you in a month.
Thanks, PT. We will do.